Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. A busy Friday, as we now have all high school sports in South Dakota have begun their seasons. Here on Tiger Football, opened the season on the road at second-ranked Yankton, and the young Tiger team just struggled all night long. Yankton rolled to a 60-0 win over Huron. Yankton rolling up 350 yards of rushing during the course of the game. For Huron, Colt McNeil, quarterback, was 16 of 27 passing for 228 yards as the Tigers lost to open the season. DeSmit rolled up a lot of points as they defeated Garrettson 72-21. For DeSmit, Gannon Henrich, 7 carries, 212 yards, 4 touchdowns. Slayton Wilkinson, 8 carries, 127 yards, 3 touchdowns. Kimball White Lake shut out Redfield 52-0. Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central rolled over Lee Deadwood 42-6. Peyton Euchre, 13 carries, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns. Holden Havlick, 105 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. Oldham Ramona Rutland defeated Sunshine Bible 43-16. Woolsey Wessington thumped Dewbrook 52-6. Miller Highmore Herald, a long road trip, and they challenged the defending 11B champion, but Hot Springs able to defeat the Rustlers 21-14. 11AA and AAA, the biggest surprise last night was Spearfish defeating T Area 39-29. Mitchell thumped Douglas 51-13. Brookings shut out Sturgis 31-0. Sioux Falls Jefferson 38, Watertown 7. Roosevelt 21, Rapid City Central 19. Lincoln defeated Stevens 55-7. That's the look at football scores from last night. Boys soccer, Belle Fouche edged James Valley Christian 2-1. Cross country opener for the Huron Tigers and James Valley Christian, running at the John Collignan Invitational in Madison. In girls' results for Huron, Josie Vlieger placed 9th, Lily Swanson 17th, Nora Pester 18th, Lily Meyer 29th. James Valley Christian girls, Hadassah Olson 3rd, Daryl Franson 4th, Andy Franson 12th, Micaiah Brantner was 20th. On the boys' side, Huron, Alec Pester was 24th, James Weir 25th, Angelo Medina 31st, Sebastian Olivo 43rd. James Valley Christian boys, Caden Ober placed 8th, Dax Franson 12th, Tane Herman 14th, and Gideon Waldner was 20th overall. Volleyball last night, Mitchell opened their season, defeated Sturgis in straight sets 25-11, 29-27, and 25-18. Schedule for today, a lot of volleyball to be played in Huron today. The Huron Volleyball Invitational being played today. I believe there's 12 teams that are in town to participate. They'll be playing on 3 courts, 2 courts at the arena, and also at the middle school gym. Huron will play all their matches at the south court at the arena. Matches start at 9 o'clock on all 3 courts. Huron will play Sturgis at 9 o'clock, have a couple of hours off, then play Northwestern, Sioux Falls, Lincoln, and Brookings to round out the day. The 9 and 10 o'clock matches will try to start on time. Then after that, it'll be a rolling schedule with, I believe, just 5 minutes in between matches once everybody has played once. So again, a lot of volleyball in Huron for today. Also on today's schedule, always a State Fair weekend tradition, Andy's Road Race being held at Memorial Park. Huron Tiger Cheer and Dance opens their season at the Aberdeen Invitational today. Huron Tiger Girls Tennis travels to Brookings today. They don't actually play the Bobcats, though. They'll have duels with Aberdeen and Yankton. Volleyball mentioned the Huron Invitational. Also Miller hosting Sioux Falls Lutheran today. And in boys soccer, James Valley Christian wraps up their weekend out in the Black Hills. They have a matchup with St. Thomas More today. And that's the rundown of our local schedule. Minnesota Twins picked up a much-needed win last night. They had lost five of their last six and four in a row, but Pablo Lopez came out and gave the Twins the pitching performance they needed. The Twins picked up the shutout in their series opener with the Blue Jays. With the recap, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, it was a great Friday night for baseball, and it was a great pitching matchup. Kevin Gausman and Pablo Lopez. The Twins got two off Gausman in the fifth, and that is it. That's all they would need because Lopez was brilliant. Lopez retired the first 12 men that he faced, left a couple on board in the fifth. He had a runner doubled off in the sixth inning. He had a base hit in the seventh inning, but Matt Waldner threw the man out at second, and he ended the inning with a bang.
You need your stars to stand up, and Pablo's a star, and he has stood up tonight. Ground ball right side, gobbled up by Julian. He throws him out, and how about a new career high? 20 consecutive scoreless innings for Pablo Lopez. Would get the first two outs in the eighth before a couple of base hits caused him to leave the ballgame after 7 2/3. Scoreless, no big deal because Griffin Jacks struck out Dalton Varsho. Juwan Duran faces the minimum in the ninth. Twins get a much-needed win. Lopez now 20 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. He gets the win. He's 13-8. The 19th save for Duran. A 2-0 shutout victory on your home for Twins baseball.
Twins Blue Jays game two of this series coming up this evening. Zebby Matthews, the rookie, gets the start for the Twins and pregame to begin at 5:30 here on KOKK. We have a busy Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up this morning. We'll have our monthly visit with Joey Mitchell, executive director of the Nordby Center for Recreation, and we'll visit with Huron Tiger coaches Rachel Carey for girls tennis, Leah Brenna for boys soccer, and also Drew Strand with Huron Tiger football. That's your Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up, Dakota Sports Saturday, our monthly update with Joey Mitchell, executive director of the Nordby Center for Recreation. And Joey, we're in the month of, or just about to the month of September here now. And basically, and I always look at it just to, from my standpoint too, September just kind of brings a whole different world. You know, the kids are in school now. You're almost, for lack of a better term, concentrating a little more on what you have to offer for the adults.
You're exactly right, Jeff. The summer kind of absorbs our life or our time here at the Nordby Center with the kid activities and our day camp and having 50 plus kids on site every single day. And then our strength programs. And so, yeah, the kid life kind of absorbs us during the summer. We're transitioning back to the adults and taking care of focusing on them more. It's not that we didn't focus on them in the summer, but they get our whole attention now for a little. The pool's finished. Classes are set to start back up September here coming. So be looking for that. Otherwise, it's open swim, birthday parties, adoption, rentals. So, yeah, the pool's back open.
You know, and then as far as adults say, you know, pickleball has always been popular. And while right now the outdoor courts can still get some use, eventually, you know, everybody's going to transition indoors. And as you found, pickleball has been a very popular addition here over the last couple of years.
No, you're exactly right again. The pickleball, as you mentioned, it's been outdoors again. But we're seeing a transition back in here even the last couple of weeks. Just yesterday, actually, you know, there was 12 or 15 different players in the gym playing over lunch hour, you know, and some of them were there till 2, 2:30. So actually, unique enough, one of the fair vendors, he's an older gentleman. He sets it up. His kid works it. Well, he came and he was playing for pickleball for 2.5, 3 hours yesterday at the Norby Center. So, yeah, the pickleball world, it's funny how it works, you know, bringing others in from outside, too. So, yeah, we look for that to take off more as the weather changes.
And then, as you mentioned, the youth activities kind of turning the corner here. You really don't have everything set up yet. I think you're about ready to go with your next round of karate, but there's some things coming up there later in September that still kind of penciling out the dates and times and all that.
Yes, you're exactly right again. The karate is set to start September 9th, so not next Monday, but the following. So if you're interested in that, that's ages 6 through adult. So if you're 6 years old, all the way through adult, there's advanced and beginner classes for youth and adult. That's a good class that we always offer. It's a 12-week class. So if you have any questions on that, go ahead and just give us a call or stop by and check it out. Otherwise, yeah, as you mentioned, we're gearing up with our other programs. You know, we have some basketball stuff coming up. I'm getting questions on those, so... as you mentioned, too, the dates, we're setting those. We're getting them finalized. We have a rough idea, but we're just making sure everything works with all of our different courts and uses of gyms and facilities.
And overall, month of September, kind of your transition month, as we said. But as always, youth, adult, whatever, there's different avenues for people to take a look at what you have to offer and then what they may want to take up.
Yes, we have something for everyone, whether it's a fitness class, whether it's a program. You know, we even just offer walking passes. So, again, as the weather changes here, just be on the lookout and go ahead and give us a call or stop by, check out our Facebook. There's numerous different options. We'd love to help you out.
Joey Mitchell, Executive Director, Norby Center for Recreation. Again, check out their Facebook page or their website, norbycenter.org, for all their information. Lots of Huron Tigers to come up this morning. We'll talk girls tennis, boys soccer, and football on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Norby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Next up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk Huron Tiger girls tennis with head coach Rachel Carey. The Tigers are in Brookings today, and we'll talk about that coming up. First off, though, in about 2.5 weeks, I think it's been, Rachel, you have played a lot of tennis. I think I counted up 10 duels and also a tournament in Madison. Girls have went into the season running.
Yep, that is tennis season. It is a lot of tennis played in a very short amount of time, and we definitely get after it. I think we actually play the first fall event, kind of the kickoff event for fall sports, when we do that first tennis match with Ron Colley and Mitchell, and so we've been going strong since about August 5th, and we're in a little bit of a unique position, too, in that we have to play the Class A schools, but we also have to play the ESD schools, so we've got to get in a lot of matches.
And with that, it's kind of nice to finally have your home court advantage again. Of course, last year you had to play at Winter Park due to the construction. And you said last year you just knew you had to work your way through it because you knew you'd be back. But it is nice to be back now.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. And Winter Park worked just fine. I'm so grateful that we had those courts and we, you know, we made it work. Not a problem, but the courts that we have here, you know, for the tennis complex, they are beautiful. And to have 12 courts, and we've got a lot of kiddos out, and so to be able to really have the space to work with them has been great. And, yes, we've already hosted a couple of home matches, which has been a lot of fun and have gotten a lot of compliments on the complex. And we still have a few more home matches coming up. We'll get to host something on September 14th, and then we have a middle school match with Watertown on the 16th, and then we get to do a home duel with Brandon Valley. So got some good home court action, which has been fun.
And you see a lot of names in your you know, in your varsity lineup. See a lot of names I recognize, and just overall sounds like your numbers are good.
Yes, numbers are great. Probably somewhere around 60 girls right now out for tennis. And then bringing back a varsity team that has a lot of experience. I have 4 seniors on the varsity team this year. And so those girls have gained a lot of experience over the years and played a lot of varsity tennis. And that's certainly showing in how our season has started out.
Run down your varsity lineup, because basically I only saw one new name there, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Ann Claire Rubish is playing the number one spot. Segle is playing the number two spot, and she was part of that doubles team last year that they were state champions. So she's playing number two. Ann Hook is playing our number three spot. And then Pa Claire Moo, who was the other part of that doubles team that won, and she was the Flight 5 champion, she's playing number 4. And then we've got Madeline Kleinsaucer in the number 5 spot. And Idella Meyer, who is a freshman this year, has moved into that number 6 spot for us. So, like I said, girls with lots of experience. And getting a young lady who's a freshman playing that number 6 spot, some good experience this year, which is key for, you know, down the road.
You can talk with Rachel Carey, head tennis coach for the Huron Tiger girls, as they're in Brookings today. You went down the lineup there, and I get, you know, that kind of took away my next question there, because usually when you put up your doubles teams, you know, first flight, second flight, singles make up number one doubles and so on. But I guess when you had a returning state champion, even though they're not a state championship doubles team, even though they're not consecutive in the singles, it's made a lot of sense just to keep those two girls together.
Yep, you're exactly right, Jeff. So when it comes to doubles in tennis, there's a lot of things that get factored in. And so when, you know, Pa Claire and Segle played very well together last year, obviously, and won that Flight 3 state champion spot at state, wanted to keep them together. Ann Claire and Ann Hook are making up the number one double spot, and they're doing a great job, have played a lot of tennis, you know, so they've and have known each other for a long time, so they've come together and done a nice job for that. And then Madeline and Idella are playing the number three double spot, and they played a lot together over the summer, and so they're doing well too. But yeah, you're right. We don't go down the line. We kind of mix and match a little bit in the doubles.
And just results this year, I'm sure I have to have you pleased. I think if we counted right, 7-3 in your duels this year, and had a very good showing in the Madison tournament last weekend. So you can see, you know, you do have the experience back.
Yes, absolutely. Feeling really good about how the girls are doing and where they're at, and even some of these matches that we've lost. I think they very easily could have gone our way. Just came down to some tiebreakers and falling a little bit short there. But the Madison tournament, every single team that was in, that's in Class A was at that tournament. And we won some of those flights at that tournament. So that's kind of an indicator. If that's kind of an indicator of where we're at, I think we're going to have another very successful state tournament this year.
As I mentioned today, you're going to Brookings, not playing Brookings, though, but just kind of way the schedule is, so you can get all your ESD opponents in. Yankton comes up from the south. Aberdeen comes down from the north, allows you to play both those teams, because as you said before, your schedule is unique. You need to play the Class A teams, but you also have to fill your ESD schedule as well.
Yep, exactly. So you see this a lot in tennis. You kind of go to a central location and everybody meets there and can get in, you know, the matches with teams that, you know, then you're not having to travel to all these different places. So it works very well. We'll get in Aberdeen Central and we'll get to play Yankton, which are teams that we'll obviously see in that ESD tournament. And so it's a good opportunity to play them. And we're looking forward to some good matches, I think, there.
And wrap it up with this, you know, about halfway through the season, I suppose, now, but you got some clear goals ahead of you, and a good run at the A tournament is a definite objective there. You saw a little bit from Rapid City Christian and Vermilion, who some of the challengers are going to be there, but you feel Huron's going to be in the mix.
Yes, I definitely feel that we will be in the mix. And like I said, I think those matches that we played against those teams, Vermilion, Rapid City Christian, you know, I think they could have gone our way. Just little things here and there that, you know, hopefully by the time the state tournament rolls around, we've got, you know, little things worked out. And the girls are, they've got their eye on that. Like they know, where they're kind of at with things and what we can do here, and they're pretty motivated. So I'm looking at it as being a very good state tournament experience for us.
Rachel Carey, head coach of the Huron Tiger Girls tennis team in Brookings today for duels with Aberdeen and Yankton. Going to talk Huron Tiger Boys soccer next with Leah Brann on Dakota Sports. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk here on Tiger Boys Soccer with head coach Leah Brann. Tigers come in with a record of 1-3 on the season, so about a third of the schedule through here with the week off now. And Leah, first off, probably a welcomed week off. You go Tuesday to Tuesday before, you know, a week in between, and probably after going hard here most of the summer and since the start of practice, everybody's ready to relax a little bit.
Yeah, I think we do need a break. We've had four games and three of them in the last five, six days. So that's pretty tough on the body. And, yeah, they are looking forward to having a day off. And I think myself and my assistant coach, Botkin, we're both looking forward to having just a day off to kind of try to figure out what we need to do to kind of turn this around a little bit.
You know, and really the one thing that sticks out, I think, is pretty simple, just having a hard time putting the ball in the net, scoring goals, and you said it's not for the lack of opportunities.
Yeah, we had a lot of opportunities against Rapid City Central, which we did win the game, but we should have scored far more. We had a lot of breaks away. opportunities against them and just kind of didn't take advantage of that. Rapid City Stevens and Sioux Falls Christian, our last two games, they're very tough teams. So we didn't have a ton of opportunities against either of those teams. There were some shots, but not enough compared to what we had against Rapid City Central.
You know, and just tell us some of the guys you have on the team. You know, you do have experience back, but yeah, it seems like, you know, kids are being put in different positions now where maybe they need to be a little aggressive. They need to go hard towards the goal, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we have several kids back. Our main ones that have been playing for several years, we've got Taha Saw. He's a senior. He's kind of plays midfield. He can play defense. He can play striker. He could probably play goalie if we needed him to. He's been starting since ninth grade, and he's been on varsity since eighth grade. So, I mean, he brings a lot of experience. Ronaldo Pineda has been starting since eighth grade as well. He's a senior. Lane Weesaw, starting since ninth grade. He's a senior. And those guys both kind of helped control our midfield, but we didn't have them against Sioux Falls Christian, so that hurt. And then we've got our whole defensive line back, except we did graduate one guy out of there. We have four juniors that primarily play defense, and that's Juan Arevalo Martea, Johnson Min, Christopher Daw, and Tewe So. And they've been playing a significant amount last year, and then a little bit as 10th graders they got in, you know, to get that experience. But they're all juniors this year. And then we have Ong Myatt. He's a senior. He's been on varsity since ninth grade, too. He's kind of our striker. He scored our only goal this season. But outside of those guys, we are pretty inexperienced. We've got a lot of freshmen that are playing on varsity this year, which, you know, is a good thing for the future, but right now is tough. I mean, they really have to kind of step it up. And when you're 14 playing against 18-year-olds in a physical game, it definitely makes a difference.
Then back there in goal two, Michael Larson, sounds like he's been kind of your keeper for the most part this year.
Yeah, we did our first game of the season. We had Asia Baywin, who was one of our goalies last year. He played the first game, and then we put Micah in against the Rapid City Schools, and it was very positive. Micah played it again, and you know, not as good of a result, and definitely not on his end. You know, just a lot of, I mean, they were just good, quicker than us, smarter than us at times, and it's tough. I mean, you can only block so many goals before one finally goes in.
So, as I said, the weekend off next week, Aberdeen and T, one at home, one on the road, and, you know, we're just four games in, so while the offensive issue is there, you also know there's still room to get things put together, and I guess as much as anything, maybe a little confidence out there when you have the opportunity, take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think the kids felt really good after we played both of the Rapid City schools, and even though we beat Stevens, I mean, they'd put five goals up against O'Gorman and three on Yankton and 11 on Mitchell. So when we only held them to two, we thought, you know, that was a pretty good game. I think the kids felt really great about it. And I think they kind of, you know, could see like, okay, you know, we are in these games. And even though our first game against Brandon Valley was not great, you know, we're figuring it out. We're working together, and I'll hopefully have everybody back for Tuesday against Aberdeen, which they appear to be having a pretty good season so far, which they're usually a tough team. But, you know, excited to get everybody back out onto the field again and hopefully put up a little bit more of a fight and get some goals scored there. And T's a new opponent for us now that they've joined the EFC. We've never played them before, so that will be, you know, a new challenge for us. I think they've only got one win on the season so far, but they've played some good teams as well. So we're hopefully kind of getting into the more ESD games now and more games that we feel like we can be a little bit more competitive in as well.
Leah Brana, head boys varsity soccer coach for the Huron Tigers, off this weekend. Aberdeen Tuesday, T-Area Thursday coming up. We'll be back. Dakota Sports on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back and wrapping up Dakota Sports Saturday on this morning, and I had the high school football season open up last night. Huron Tigers were on the road as they went to Yankton. Knew it was going to be a tough task with a very young team, and well, Yankton kind of showed that, winning 60-0. Tiger head coach Drew Strand joins us here. And Drew, you knew there were going to be growing pains into the season and kind of had to go into the fire with just the way the schedule rolled out.
Yep. I mean, there's no easy way to go into this, especially when you go up teams that, you know, we come up here week one and we go against a team that was just in the state championship and they didn't lose very much and they looked exactly like they did last year, a well-oiled machine, you know, and we just got to continue to get better.
You know, and that's the thing. We were completely new on both the O-line and the D-line. Now, we do have a lot of kids there, especially in that sophomore class, but nobody with hardly any experience at all. Charlie Martin got a little bit on the defensive line last year, so you knew going in that that was where we could be exploited, and give the kids credit. They went out there and buckled up as best they could.
Yep. I mean, we tried to move guys around to keep those younger guys off the field for right away, just to kind of get them in the groove of things for offense, because, you know, we got to find a way to get our offense moving, and had to ask a lot of those defensive guys and just kind of go out there, and we were definitely a little smaller on the defensive side, and we had to move guys around, and once guys started getting bumps and bruises and injuries where they couldn't go back in for a while, we had to find ways to make it work. And, you know, I give our guys credit, especially guys like Oakley. He was sitting in the middle all night, and, you know, he got pancaked a lot, and he just kept getting back up. And I'm super proud of these kids on defense for how they just kept going out there and kept standing toe-to-toe with those guys and just kept competing the whole night, no matter what the outcome was.
Yeah, Oakley, Anderson, Bubba Peterson was in a lot of stops as well there. You know, Bubba, for instance, he hardly left the field at all.
Yep, super impressed with kind of the leadership he took on. He never shied away from the field, and he went in, even on special teams. You know, a lot of guys for years have taken themselves out on that, and he just kept going and kept playing. And, you know, no matter what happened, he kept going, and he really turned a corner from last season, didn't complain about it all. He kind of went in there and just, you know, he kind of understands his role this year, and it has to be a little bit more. And having the running backs out and him having to kind of sit there, and, you know, the only guy we had to put in there was a sophomore behind him. So, you know, he kind of toted the rock on offense, and he did a fantastic job. There's other guys, you know, we had Blake Elwine at DN for a little bit that's never really played defense and ends up getting his first tackle early on in the game just to kind of, you know, get his toes wet and see what it could be like if he needs to be in for us and help us out.
You know, you're just leaning a lot on four guys in that senior class. Colt McNeil, who I thought played very well last night, a quarterback. We'll get to him coming up. Colby Hofer, Bubba Peterson, Logan Leyendecker. They're the four guys that have stayed with the program going back to sixth grade. You know, and in the early years, that grade did have a lot of success, and then just attrition took us to it. But, boy, those guys are embracing their roles.
Yep, they do a fantastic job. You know, they're really buying into the culture and understanding what we're trying to do. And, you know, no matter what, they were over there helping their guys, helping the young guys out, because, you know, I think they believe in it, and I kind of think we all believe in it as a group, as this group could be something special. We just got to continue to get better. And, you know, obviously it's tough to go out there against guys, and I think a lot of even some of our senior guys that were stepping out there for the first time as a leader and the starter, whether it was both sides or just on one side, still were a little nervous. And then by the end of the time, their nervous shakes got out of them. You know, it was kind of out of hand. But, you know, our guys continued, and they understood the message of what we had to do. And guys like Logan playing both ways and getting tired and still being able to go out there. And those four seniors are going to have to do that every single game for us to compete and really show these young guys the ropes.
You know, and injuries were in there too, as Thackeray Hansen, ready to go with him as the tailback. He gets injured in the Tuesday practice. Anderson Porish hasn't been able to really practice much at all here during camp and now into the start of the season. But again,
there's no excuses. Yankton was still going to play us last night. And well, Colt McNeil, just get to him because I think we don't have the stats in front of me. I think it was 16 of 27, around 250 yards. He did have the pick on his last attempt of the game. That was just trying to make something happen anyway. And, you know, he moved around. He knew he was going to have to do that with the younger offensive line. No sacks. Found his guys and, you know, had some guys get open.
Yep, I mean, there's a lot of promise there showing on the offensive side of the ball with him back there. I thought he did a phenomenal job of, you know, finding the holes in those breakups when we did have break on our pass pro. We knew they were going to come tough on the edges, and he did a good job of stepping up most of the time instead of rolling out and finding that hole. And then looking downfield, you know, there was times where he had to throw off his back foot and did a good job of getting the ball out right away and making completions to keep our drives alive at times. And you know, I think these young kids, he also sees it that, you know, they're working there. There was a couple times last night that they got us on a couple stunts, but that's as expected with the young guys. But they're doing the things right for the majority of it. And, you know, we're just going to continue to get better from here and keep going and kind of shore up those things.
You know, and one thing I thought he looked more comfortable with this year than last year was that rule change where, you know, the trickles down to the high school where you can do the intentional grounding as long as you throw it out of bounds, get it past the line of scrimmage and that sort of thing. He just didn't look comfortable when that situation came up last year. This year he took advantage, or last night he took advantage of it.
Yep, he did a good job of throwing the ball away instead of pressing something and throwing it in there and getting other picks. I know last year we had a few more picks because of those situations, and he's really done a good job of understanding that role and being able to, you know, save it for the next down and see what we can come up with on the next play, and hopefully another guy gets open. Other than that, I mean, he's reading the ball better. There was a couple misses that I thought we had, and there's a couple ways that we got to help move around so they can't play two-on-two or two-on-one against Blake Elwine, and it'll help us when we get our guys in there. You get Thackeray and Landon in the backfield for running backs to help him as threats on the edge there, and then kind of get Anderson Porsche there because now they got to figure out who they're going to double-team, you know. So there's a lot of promise in these guys once they fill up and once we get our get back to 100% healthy with this group. I know our group isn't very deep and we're not very big, but, you know, we got a lot of depth there at the skill guys to be able to move around, and we just got to get everybody healthy.
So now next week it's Pierre, and as we said, the schedule makers didn't give us any breaks here. Bottom line is you got to play as they come out. Now, Pierre plays tonight. That's at Aberdeen, right?
Yep, I believe so.
Get to do some scouting there, so that's good too. And, you know, because, you know, Pierre does have some changes now. It just seems like they're putting the same guys out there every year. But on the other end, they still got a top D1 prospect and as a sophomore, and still have a lot of the same things going on.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to come out and look just like Yankton, you know, just ready to go, and they're going to hit hard. So our guys kind of, you know, our guys finally got the feel for that. I think a lot of the guys understand now, you know, after the game on the bus ride, I heard a lot of sophomore, younger kids talking on the bus about the game, and, you know, that's just impressive. And now, all of a sudden, now they're already talking about Pierre and just kind of, you know, I survived this game, I think, was a lot of their mentalities going into Yankton. So now that they survived, they understand, you know, like, they can step toe-to-toe with people, and they can compete and work hard. So, you know, they're going to go in, and I think we'll have a little more confidence going into Pierre. I know they're a juggernaut team, and we're going to have our work cut out, but we just got to focus on continuing on the things that we need to do right to help our team out.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Tigers fall in their opener last night against Yankton. Now, next Friday, it's multiple defending AA champion Pierre out in Pierre. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on Tiger. Up next, Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.